Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Luke chapter 5.
请翻开路加福音第五章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 5, verse 37 to 39.
路加福音第五章第三十七节到第三十九节。
Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verse 37 through 39.
路加福音第五章第三十七节到第三十九节。
And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine...must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new. For he says, the old is good enough.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。没有人喝了陈酒，又想喝新的。他总说陈的好。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 through 9.
马太福音第十五章第七节到第九节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 through 9.
马太福音第十五章第七节到第九节。
You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you.This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.
假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人。所以拜我也是枉然的。
The last one, 2 Corinthians.
最后一处的读哥林多后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20.
哥林多后书第一章第二十节。
For as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore, also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，或作我阿们，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to gather in your very presence.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们有这个机会能够聚集在你的同在之中。
As we think about your mercy and your grace.
当我们来思想你的怜悯和你的恩典。
And we also think about how unworthy we are.
我们也看见我们自己是何等的不配。
And yet,You bestow yourself upon us.
但是你却把你自己给了我们。
You gave us your precious name.
你把你自己宝贵的名。
So today, sinners just as we are can call upon your name.
所以叫我们今天如我的罪人能够来呼求你的名。
Father, this morning, from our bottoms of our heart, may we say that worthy is the Lamb.
天父愿意今天早上从我们的心底我们说羔羊是配
Worthy of our praises
羔羊是配得我们的赞美
Worthy of our sacrifices
配得我们一切的献祭
So that we will be able to offer ourselves to you this morning
叫我们今天早上能够把我们自己献在你的面前
How we yearn to hear your voice this morning
我们是何等的渴慕听见你的话语。
However, we realize without quickening of the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to speak and will not be able to translate and would not be able to listen to your voice.
但是我们实在看见，若不是因着圣灵来膏我们，我们没有办法来说，也没有办法翻译，也没有办法听见你的话。
So we ask for your mercy again.
今天早上，因此我们再求你的怜悯。
For the next hours, have mercy upon us.
在未来这一个小时里，主求你来怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We read Luke chapter 5, verse 37 through 39.
我们读到路加福音第五章第三十七节到第三十九节。
It's a very familiar verses about wines and wineskin.
这是一个我们都很熟悉的经节，是关于到说到酒和皮带的事。
And wineskin is a leather bottle made of goat skins.
这个装酒的袋子，这个皮带乃是一个用羊皮做的一个瓶子。
In New Testament time, it's customary to use the wine skin to store wines.
在新约的时代，他们就有这个习惯，是用这个皮带来存酒。
As you pour the new wines into a new wine skin.
当你把一个新的酒倒到新的皮带里去的时候，
the wine will expand during the fermentation.
这个酒就在它发酵的过程里就会膨胀。
And the wine skin will expand together with the wine.
那这个新的皮带就会跟酒一起来膨胀。
And as the new wine expands, the wine skin also expands.
当这个新的酒它在膨胀的时候，这个皮带也一起来膨胀。
And old wine skin has been expanded.
这旧的皮带已经被扩充了。
And cannot be stretched any further.
所以你就不能够再扩张它。
So if you put new wine into an old wine skin,
若是你把新的酒倒在旧的皮带里的话，
and as this new one continue to expand,
当这个新的酒它在继续在膨胀的时候，
and the old wine skin is not able to expand together with the new wine,
那这个旧的皮带就没有办法跟着这个新酒一起来膨胀，
and the old wine skin will burst,
那这旧的皮带就会破了，
and the new one will spill out.
那这新的酒就全部流出来。
So what does this parable means?
那这个比喻有什么意思呢？
The new wine represents the life of Jesus Christ.
这新的酒乃是说到基督的生命。
This life is fresh and full of power.
这个新的生命是何等的新鲜，带着能力。
But this life can only be contained by a new wineskin.
但这个新的生命只能够在存在一个新的皮带里。
In Jesus' time,
在主耶稣的时代，
the whole religious system is like an old wineskin.
整个宗教的制度乃是像一个旧的皮带一样。
And this old wineskin cannot be stretched further to contain the new wine.
那这个旧的宗教制度没有办法再被扩充了。
They would not receive Jesus Christ.
他们没有办法接受主耶稣。
Eventually, this old wineskin burst.
因此，这个旧的皮带就破了。
They crucify our Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们就钉我们的主耶稣在十字架上。
And they lost the new wine.
那他们就失去了那个新的酒。
Then, as we turn into the book of Acts,
当我们翻到使徒行传的时候，
we saw a new wine skin was prepared in the upper room in Jerusalem.
我们就看见在耶路撒冷那个楼上的房间里有一个新的酒。新的皮带在被预备。
Where 120 people were assembled.
有120个人在那里聚集。
On the day of Pentecost, Father poured down the new wine into this new wine skin.
所以在五旬节那一天，天父就把这新酒浇灌下来，充满在这新的皮带里。
And this new wine continued to expand.
那这个新的酒就继续在膨胀。
In Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷
in all Judea and Samaria,
到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，
and even to the remotest part of the earth,
直到地极，
we saw the new wine skin expand together with new wine.
所以我们看见这个新的皮带就跟着新的酒一起的膨胀。
This new wine skin is those churches.
这个新的皮带就是那些的教会。
In Ephesus,
在以弗所
in Philippi,
在菲律比
in Corinth,
在哥林多
This new wineskin continue to expand.
这个新的皮带就一直在被扩充
The new wineskin is expressions and testimony of this new wine.
这个新的皮带就是这个新酒的一个表彰和它的见证
This is what the parable was talking about.
这就是这个比喻所说的
But the question is, what does this mean to us today?
但是我们要看见说这对我们今天有什么意思?
We understand the new wine.
我们知道什么是新酒。
The new wine is our Lord Jesus Christ.
新酒就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So what is the old wine?
那什么是陈酒呢?
The old wine today is ourselves.
陈酒今天就说到我们的自己。
So what is the new wine skin?
那什么是新的皮带呢?
The new wineskin is what the Lord wants to accomplish in all of us.
这个新的皮带乃是我们的主今天要在我们身上所做成的工作。
The Lord wants to transform us from our old wineskin into a new wineskin.
我们的主耶稣要把我们从这个旧的皮带改变成为一个新的皮带。
This is what it means to us.
这就是这个对我们的意义。
So today, we are faced with a question.
所以今天我们面对一个问题。
Just the same way the Pharisee and scribe faced a question in the New Testament time.
就像在新约的时代，这些文士和法利赛人，他们也面对了一个问题。
The question is this new wine worthy of a new wineskin?
就是说，这个新酒是否值得一个新的皮带？
And Pharisee and scribe and made the decision years ago.
在许多年以前,文士和法利赛人就做了一个决定。
They decided that the new wineskin, Jesus Christ, is not worthy of a new wineskin.
他们就认为这个新酒,主耶稣基督不值得一个新的皮带。
They would rather keep that old wineskin.
他们仍然愿意保存那个旧的皮带。
They would rather have that old wine.
他们仍然要他们的旧的陈酒。
The new wine is not worthy of a new wineskin.
这个新的酒不值得一个新的皮带。
Today we have to face the same decision.
今天我们也要做同样的决定。
Is the new wine, is the Lord Jesus Christ worthy of a new wineskin?
是否我们的这个新酒,我们的主耶稣基督值得一个新的皮带?
Are we going to live for ourselves, which is old wine?
我们是否要为着我们自己而活,就是那旧的皮带?
Or are we going to live for God, which is a new wine?
还是我们要为着神而活,是那个新的皮带?
This is the same question, just asked a different way.
这是一个同样的问题,但是就是用不同的方法来问。
If the new one is worthy of a new wineskin, then we will live for God.
若是这个新的酒是值得一个新的皮带，那我们就会为着神而生活。
If the new one is not worthy of a new wineskin, then the old one is good enough for us.
若是这个新酒不值得一个新的皮带，那么陈酒就够了。
What are we interested today?
我们今天所喜悦所注意的是什么?
Are we more interested in getting something out of God?
我们是否所注重的乃是要从神那里得着什么呢?
Or are we interested in letting God doing something in us?
还是我们愿意让神在我们身上做些工作?
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious decision.
弟兄姐妹们,这是一个非常严肃的决定。
And this is a choice we have to make on a daily basis.
这也是我们每一天都要做的一个决定。
And this is the choice that our enemy Satan is very keen on.
这也是撒旦他所热衷的一个决定。
Every time you and I have to make a decision, is the new one worthy?
每一次我们要做一个决定,就是这个新酒是否值得的时候。
And the serpent is right there with us.
那个古蛇就在那里。
Just like Adam and Eve in the garden when they have to make the same decision.
就像当年亚当和夏娃他们在园中要做同样的决定的时候。
Should they live for God or should they live for themselves?
他们应当要为着神而活呢,还是为着他们自己而活?
And Satan, the serpent, was right there with them.
那这个蛇就在与他们在一起。
Because the Satan is very keen on these choices.
因为撒旦他们对他对这件事情非常的热衷。
Satan hates the new wine.
撒旦恨恶新酒。
He does not want us to be the new wineskin.
他不愿意我们做一个新的皮带。
He will do everything that he can to convince us that the new one, although it's good, but it's not worthy of a new wineskin.
他能够尽其所能的让使我们相信说这个新酒是好的。但是并不值得一个新的皮带。
The old one skin will do.
旧的皮带就够了。
It's not worthy of the cost you have to pay to get the new one skin.
你不必花钱去买一个新的皮带。
Then he will further convince us.
然后他再继续的使我们相信。
No, the old one is good enough.
这个陈酒也就够了，也很好。
The new one may be good for those who can afford the cost of a new one skin.
那个新酒也许对那些能够有能力购买一个新皮带的人是好的。
But for me, the old one is good enough.
但是对我而言，陈酒也是很好的。
No need to pay the cost for the new wineskin.
你不需要花钱去买一个新的皮带。
This answer to this question is very simple.
这个答对这个问题的答案是非常的简单
But it's not an easy one
但却不是一个很容易的
I'm sure it was not easy for Adam and Eve to make that choice
我相信对亚当和夏娃当年也不是那么容易来做的决定
But we have to remember
但是我们必须要记得
The serpent is always there when you make that decision
我们每一次要做这个决定的时候蛇就在那里
AndThe Bible said that the devil has a scheme.
那圣经也告诉我们说，魔鬼有他的诡计。
Just as he has a scheme in the garden of Eden.
就像他当年在伊甸园里面有那个诡计一样。
And today, the devil has a scheme.
今天，魔鬼也有诡计。
And as we have to consider this.As we have to make this decision, is the new wine worthy of a new wineskin?
当我们在这边思想要做决定是否这个新酒是值得一个新的皮带的时候
As we consider, should I live for God or should I live for myself?
当我们在思考说我是应该为神而活呢还是为着我自己而活的时候
And the serpent will come with a scheme.
那蛇就会来带着一个诡计
He will come with a suggestion.
他来就来有给我们一些建议
Just as the suggestion he made to Eve
就像他给夏娃的建议一样
And he would suggest us to do this
他会建议我们这样子做
Let's confess that the lamb the new wine is worthy outwardly
让我们就是在外面来承认这个新酒是值得的
Let's confessWe live for God outwardly.
让我们在外面来承认说我们是为着神而活的。
Let's declare that new one is worthy.
让我们一起来宣扬说这个新酒是值得的。
But inwardly, secretly, we reserve that decision for ourselves.
但是私下，我们在私底下，我们就把这个决定保留给我们的自己。
So outwardly,The answer is yes.
在外面我们可以说这答案是是的。
The new one is worthy.
新的酒是值得是配得的。
But inwardly, it is a maybe.
但是在里面我们却说也许。
It depends on the situation.
完全是跟着环境而说。
This inconsistency between our outward expressions and our inward reality is called hypocrisy.
这个我们在外面的表现和我们内在的实际的不一致就是假冒伪善
And this is the scheme of the devil
这个是魔鬼的诡计
This is the scheme of the devil
这是魔鬼的诡计
This scheme came from hell
这个诡计乃是从地狱而来的
So you might find very interestingDuring the time of Jesus.
所以你在耶稣的在耶稣的时代，你会发现一些有趣的事。
Do you know what sins Jesus spoke against the most in gospel?
你在福音书里面，你有没有发觉哪一个罪恶是主耶稣最反对的
？If I ask brother and sister, what is the preeminent sin in New Testament?
若是我问你说，在问弟兄姐妹们，在新约里面，最显著的一个罪是什么
？Many of us will say adultery.
也许有人说是奸淫。
This is a preeminent sin in New Testament.
这是在新约里面，这是一个很严重的
罪。It's very serious as you read the book of Corinth.
你在读哥林多书的时候，你会发现这是一个很严重的罪。
But we find in John chapter 4, Jesus was very gracious to Samaritan woman who has five husbands and whose husband at the time was not her husband.
但是我们在约翰福音第四章里面，我们看见主耶稣对这个撒玛利亚妇人是何等的蛮有恩典。她有五个丈夫，现在有的还不是她的丈夫。
And we also find in chapter 8, there was a woman caught in adultery.
那我们在第八章，我们也看见说有一个妇人在有一个女人在行奸淫的时候被
抓。And was brought to Jesus.
她被带到主耶稣面前。
And Jesus said that he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
主耶稣就对他们众人说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Of course, no one dared to throw the first stone.
所以没有一个人敢打。
And
用石头打他。
They all left from the oldest to the youngest.
他们从老的到少的全都慢慢的离开。
And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more.
所以主耶稣就对他说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Jesus did not spoke against many other things listed in Ten Commandments.
在十诫里面所说的那些的罪，神主耶稣并没有来反对。
But then we find time and time again, Jesus spoke against hypocrisy.
但是一再又一再，我们看见主耶稣是反对假冒伪善。
And even in Matthew chapter 23, the whole chapter is about hypocrisy.
但是我们可以在马太福音第二十三章里看见说，整章的圣经都说到主耶稣是何等的反对假冒伪善。
Why is this so?
为什么是这样子的呢？
The hypocrisy is not on the Ten Commandments.
这假冒伪善并不是在十诫里面啊。
And there are many other things in Ten Commandments.
在十诫里面还有许多其他的事情。
But Jesus did not spoke against those.
但是主耶稣却没有来反对这些事。
If you search the scriptures, there are so many references against hypocrisy.
若是你查考圣经，你就发现主耶稣多次提到反对假冒伪善的人。
So we understand the preeminence in the New Testament is hypocrisy.
所以我们看见在最显著的一个罪在新约里面就是假冒伪善。
And the preeminence in our time is also hypocrisy.
在我们这个时代，这也是一个最严重的事。
Why did Jesus so against hypocrites?
为什么主耶稣这么反对假冒伪善的人
？And while showing mercy toward other sinners.
但是对其他的罪人却是蛮有怜悯。
I think the answer is in Jesus' own words.
我想答案就是在主耶稣自己的话。
Jesus said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician."
主耶稣说，康健的人用不着医生。
But those who are sick.
有病的人才用得着。
Jesus Christ came to the earth like a physician.
主耶稣来到地上像一个医生一样。
And the physician, responsibility of the physician is to heal the sick.
医生的责任就是来医治有病的人。
And so whether you have this sin or that sin,
不管你有这样的罪或者是那样的罪。
That's why Jesus was there for.
这就是主耶稣来到世上的目的。
However, the hypocrites are those who are sick inside, but they pretend they are healthy.
但是那些假冒伪善的人，他们里面是生病的，但是他外面却是假装是康健的人。
And hypocrites do not see themselves as sick.
这些假冒伪善的人，他们不认为他们是有病的人。
Do not see themselves needing a physician.
他们不认为他们需要医生。
They would not respond to the gospel of repentance.
他们不会向着这个悔改的福音有任何的反应。
Do not see any reason to repent.
因为他们不觉得他们需要悔改。
Jesus is the way and truth and life for many sinners.
对许多的罪人，主耶稣是道路、真理和生命。
But for the hypocrites, Jesus is only a stumbling block.
但是对那些假冒伪善的人，他主耶稣却是他们的绊脚石。
So this is why Jesus spoke against hypocrisy more than anything else.
所以主耶稣这样子的斥责假冒伪善的人。
Because if we are sick, we always can come to Jesus.
因为若是我们是生病的，我们就可以来到主耶稣面
前。If we have sin, we can always come to Jesus.
若是我们有罪，我们可以来到神的面前。
But if we are hypocrites,
但是我们若是是假冒伪善的，
we will not be able to see our own needs.
我们没有办法看见我们自己的需要。
Jesus did not hate Pharisees.
主耶稣并不恨恶法利赛人。
In fact, Jesus loved Pharisees.
主耶稣实在很爱法利赛人。
They loved them so much, so he spoke against their hypocrisy.
他是因为这样子的爱他们，因此他来斥责他们的假冒伪善的情形。
In order to awaken them.
所以叫他们能够被苏醒
，so that they can come out of their hypocrisy，
叫他们能够从他们的假冒伪善的光景里面出来
，to receive the grace from God，
能够来接受神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，today， consciously or unconsciously， we are somewhat a hypocrite。
不管在我们是有意识的还是没有意识的，我们多多少少都是有这个假冒伪善的光景。
We learn to use the right languages.
我们学习用对的言语。
To show our love for the Lord and our willingness to live for Him.
来表示我们对主的爱，表示我们愿意为他而活的那个意愿。
We know how to honor God with our lips.
我们知道怎样用我们的嘴唇来尊敬他。
Our heart is far away from him.
但我们的心却远离他。
This is hypocrisy.
这个就是假冒伪善。
When we need to make a decision,
当我们需要做一个决定的时候，
we learn to say, "May the will of God prevail."
我们就会说，愿意神的旨意成就。
And we will say, "We will wait on the Lord for His leading."
我们也会说，我们要等候神的带领。
We know this is the right way to say it.
因为我们知道这是一个对的话语。
This is the way we say to one another.
这也是我们彼此对说的一个话语。
But in our heart, is that the way we actually be?
但是在我们的内心，这是否是一个真实的光景呢？
If our desire is in conflict with the will of God.
若是我们的心，我们自己的意思与神的意思有冲突的时候
，And we struggle mightily.
那我们就大大的来挣扎。
Because secretly we still want to live for ourselves.
因为私底下我们仍然愿意为我们仍然要为我们自己而活。
Our spiritual understanding is not consistent with our deeds.
因为我们对属灵的认识跟我们的行为是不一致的。
Most of us would agree that the Lord is preeminent in our life.
我们所有的人都说，我们的主在我们的生活中是在居首位的。
But the priority we set in our life is not consistent with our understanding.
但是在我们生活中，我们所定的这些优先次序却不一致。
We waste enormous amount of time.On meaningless things.
我们花费许多的时间在毫无意义的事情上。
Such as TV.
比如说是电视。
Internet.
网络。
Games.
游戏。
And DVDs.
或者是一些影片。
If our spiritual understanding is that Christ is preeminent in our life.
若是我们属灵的认识说到，耶稣是在我们生活中居首位的话，
then why are we waste so much time on those meaningless things?
那为什么我们浪费许多的时间在这些毫无意义的事上？
Most of us will agree that a corporate prayer is vital to the purpose of God.
我们每一个人都承认，都同意说，团体的祷告实在是非常重要。
If we do a test, what is the most important thing in a church?
若是我们现在做一个考试，说在教会中什么是最重要的？
And we give multiple choices.
然后我们给你有多样的选择。
Most of us will get the answer right.
我们大部分人都会有个对的答案。
And corporate prayer is the most important thing for a church.
我们都知道团体的祷告对教会是何等的重要。
But when we want to commit ourselves to corporate prayer, we struggle.
但是当我们要把我们自己专心于团体的祷告的时候，我们却挣扎。
Mentally we agree.
在头脑中我们同意。
It is worthy of our time.
是这个是值得我们的时间。
But in reality, we're not willing to pay the price.
但是在实际上，我们却不愿意付上这个代价。
This is hypocrisy.
这个就是假冒为善。
This is what Jesus spoke against the most.
这个就是我们主耶稣所反对的。
Jesus would rather have weakness.
主耶稣他宁愿我们说，因着我们的软弱，我们做不到。
And he would not want to see us as a hypocrite.
他却不愿意看见我们是假冒伪善的人。
And hypocrite in Greek means actors.
假冒伪善在希腊文里面就是演员的意思。
And actors.
是一个演员。
So we act.
所以我们就表演。
Because our inward reality are not consistent with our outward expressions, then we must act.
因为我们内在的实际与我们外面的表现是那样的不一致，因此我们要像演戏一样。
So we become actors on Sunday.
所以我们星期天主日我们就都成了演员。
We live for God on Sunday.
我们在主日的时候，我们为着主而为着神而活。
When we go home, we live for ourselves.
但是我们一回到家，我们就为自己而活。
We praise and worship on Sunday.
我们在主日的时候，我们来敬拜赞美主。
And pursue our own interests.For the rest of the week.
但是在余下的周间，我们就是追求我自己的意思。
Because of this hypocrisy.
但因着这样子的假冒为善。
And we don't have good fruits to bring.
因此我们就没有办法结好果子。
The Bible says that every good trees will bear good fruits.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，凡好树都结好果子。
But bad trees bear bad fruits.
只有坏树结坏果子。
And then we find that there are bad fruits in our trees.
但是我们在我们的树上看见有坏的果子。
And but that's no, we can't have bad fruits.
但是这是不好的，我们不能够有坏的果子。
We cut all the bad fruits out.
所以我们就把所有的坏的果子都剪下来。
We hide those bad fruits in our closet.
我们把坏的果子都放在柜子里面。
And we go to the Target, we buy those good fruits.
到我们就到Target 去买了一些好的果子。
And we hang those good fruits on the trees.
我们就把这些好的果子都挂在树上。
And We are acting.
所以我们在演戏。
It is difficult.
这个是何等的困难。
We must recognize.
我们必须要看见。
This is a scheme of the devil.
这个是魔鬼的诡计。
We often consider our hypocrisy as our weakness.
我们有时候就说假冒伪善是我的一个软弱。
And we said that our spirit is willing.
我们就说我们的灵里是愿意的。
But my flesh is weak.
但是我肉体却是软弱。
Therefore, there is an inconsistent.
因此就有一个不一致。
Not because I don't want to.
并不是因为我不愿意。
Because I'm weak inside.
那乃是我的心里是软弱的。
My spirit is right there.
我的心灵是在那里。
Want to live for God.
我愿意为着主，为着神而活。
My flesh is weak.
但是我的肉体却是软弱的。
Cannot match my spirit.
我的肉体没有办法配得上我的灵。
Brother and sister, this is lie.
弟兄姐妹们，这是谎言。
And this is the attack from the devil.
这也是仇敌的一个攻击。
The reality is that the devil convinced us that we can serve two masters.
这乃是因为仇敌来告诉我们说我们可以使我们相信我们可以服侍两个主。
Hypocrisy is the result of serving two masters.
假冒为善的就是因为我们侍奉两个主。
Bible says very clearly, no one can serve two masters.
圣经明明地告诉我们说，没有人能够服侍两个侍奉两个主。
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
不是爱这不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
But the devil.Came every day and said, "You can serve two masters."
但是仇敌却每一天都来告诉我们说，你可以侍奉两个神。
You can serve the Lord and serve yourself at the same time.
你可以侍奉神，你也可以侍奉你自己，在同
时。Brother and sister, this is the scheme of the devil.
弟兄姐妹们，这是魔鬼的诡计。
This is not only our weakness. This is the scheme of the devil.
这并不是只是我们的软弱，这乃是魔鬼的诡计。
Because Our enemy knew that if we accept this scheme,
因为我们的仇敌知道，若是我们接受这个诡计的话，
we will forever be a hypocrite.
我们永远就是一个假冒为善的人。
And there's nothing Jesus can do with a hypocrite.
因为主耶稣对着假冒为善的人是没有办法的。
Jesus can do something with adulterous woman.
主耶稣能够做一些事情，为着那个犯淫奸淫的妇人。
Jesus can save tax collectors.
主耶稣能够拯救税吏。
Jesus can save all kinds of sinners.
主耶稣能够拯救所有的罪人。
But he cannot do anything with a hypocrite.
但是对着一个假冒为善的人。
And that's why the devil has the scheme to turn our Christian into a hypocrite.
所以仇敌就要把我们的这个基督徒的生活变成一个假冒为善的。
So how do we defeat the scheme?
那我们怎么样来击败仇敌的诡计呢？
Now we understand that this is really a scheme of the devil.
我们现在知道这个是魔鬼的诡计。
To turn us into a hypocrite.
要把我们变成假冒为善的人。
So what, how do we do to defeat this scheme?
那我们怎么能够来击败这样子的诡计呢？
We must know what is the end of our being.
我们必须要知道我们人生的目的是什么。
The world has an answer for that.
这个世界对这个有答案的。
And it's advertised that every day.
但是每一天他都在这样子的做广告。
This is also the scheme of the devil.
这也是仇敌的一个诡计。
The world says the end of all being is the happiness of man.
这个世界告诉我们说人生的目的就是人的欢喜，人的快乐。
In another word, the end of all being is self. Man live for self.
那就是说人生的目的乃是为着我自己而活。
This is the scheme of the devil.
这个是魔鬼的诡计。
And this philosophy permeates everywhere you go.
这个哲学是充满遍地。
And the end of all being is the happiness of man.
人生的目的就是人的快乐。
You find this in education.
你在这个在教育里面你看见这件事。
You find this in university.
你在大学里面看见这样子。
You find this in philosophy.
你在哲学里面看见这一点。
You find this entertainment.
你在娱乐中看见这个。
Actually, this is the root cause of what we are seeing today.
这个乃是我们今天这个样光景的一个根。
The product you see on the market.
在市场上你所看见的这些产
品。The program you see on the TV.
这个在电视上说你所看到的节目
，the things that's available in the internet，
在网络上所有的这些事情
，is designed to promote this idea the end of all being is the happiness of man。
他们这样子设计就是要来宣传说人生的目的就是快乐。
This is the trap。
这是一个陷阱。
This if we believe in that。
若是我们相信这个。
We will never be able to follow our Lord Jesus.
我们就永远没有办法跟随我们的主耶稣基督。
If happiness is the end of is the end, then we will have to live for ourselves.
若是快乐，就是人生的目的，我们必须要为我们自己而活。
And then God is only a means to achieve this happiness.
神不过是 叫我们达到这个快乐的一个方法而已。
If I need health,
若是我需要健康
，and ask God to give me health,
我们就求主给我们健康。
God is the means to my health.
神就是给我健康的一个方法。
If I struggle with my family life,
若是我在家庭生活中有困难
，I ask God to strengthen my family.
我就求主来刚强我的家庭。
God is the means for me to have a healthy family.
这神是我得着一个健康家庭的道路。
And when I'm not satisfied with my own life,
若是我对我自己的生活不满意
，I come to God for my satisfactions.
我就来到神面前，让他愿意他成为我的满足。
When I'm not sure about eternity,
当我自己对永恒没有把握的时候
，So I come to God so I can go to heaven.
所以我就来到主面前，所以我可以到天堂去。
God is a means for me.
神不过是我的一个方法。
I repent because I don't want to go to hell.
我悔改，因为我不愿意到地狱去。
I accept the salvation because it is free.
我接受这个救恩，因为是白白的。
It is foolish not to accept something which is free.
若是不接受一些赠品，这是一个非常愚蠢的事。
Is this the gospel that you listen to?
这是不是你所听的福音呢？
Is this the gospel you preach?
这是不是你所传的福音呢？
This is not gospel at all.
这个并不是福音。
This is using God to achieve our own end.
这乃是使用神达到我们自己的目标。
God become a means.
神就成为我们的一个方法
，to achieve our own satisfaction，
达到我自己的一个满足。
The end of all being is happiness of myself，
就成为人生最终的目的，就是我自己的喜乐。
And this is humanism，
这个是人文学。
This comes from hell，
这是从地狱而来的。
Pharisee live for self，
法利赛人为着他们自己而活。
Their end。Of their all being is themselves.
他们的人生的目的就是他们的自己。
Fasting is a means.
禁食是一个方法。
Law keeping, abiding is a means.
持守律法规条也是一个方法。
Giving to the poor is a means.
周济穷人也是一个方法。
In order to gain their status.
为了要得到他们的地位。
In order to further their own interests.
为了要让他们自己的所想要达到
，to gain honor and respect in their status，
能够得到尊荣，能够得到敬重，能够得到地位。
All the piety of their life is only a means。
他们生活中一切的敬虔的行为不过是一个方法。
Brother and sister，
弟兄姐妹们
，this is prevailing philosophy today in Christianity。
这也是今天。在今天基督教里面非常盛行广传的一件事情。
What is prevailing philosophy today in Christianity?
在今天的基督教里面所盛行的这个哲学是什么呢
？What is the end of today's churches?
这今天教会的目标是什么呢
？The end of today's churches is success.
今天教会的目标乃是要成功。
This generation would honor anyone who has success.
在这个时代里面，任何人可以成功的，都是配得我们尊重的。
Since the end is success，
所以他的目标就是成功。
We will use whatever it takes to bring us success。
我们要使用一切的方法，能达到这个成功。
If works, it is good。
若是能够实行出来，那就是对的。
If it works, it must be true。
若是能够实行出来，那就是真实的。
If his effective must be spiritual.
若是这个是非常适用的，那一定是属灵的。
If a church double his size in 2 years.
若是一个聚会在2年之内就变成双倍的话。
And then the pastor of this church will become an immediate star.
那这个教会的这个牧师马上就成为一个明星。
And pastor all around the country will gather around this church to learn.How to do that?
那所有的全世界的这些牧师们都会聚集在这里来问他说你怎么做的
？Because we want success.
因为我们要成功。
The end is success.
这我们的目标是成功。
Whatever it works must be spiritual.
若是能够实行的话，那就表示是属灵的。
Whatever it works must be of God.
若是能够做出来，那一定是从神而来的。
If this church can double in size in 2 years, we must learn how they do it.
若是这个教会能够在2年之内就有双倍的人数，那我们一定要学习他怎么做的。
If one church start a particular way of worship.
若是一个聚会，他们开始了一个特别的敬拜的方式。
And they find success.
那他们就觉得那是非常成功的。
And all of a sudden,
那一下子
wherever you go, you will see the same style of worship in services.
不管你到哪一个聚会去，你就看到有同样的敬拜的方式。
Christians look for success.
基督徒寻求成功。
They want to copy other people's success.
他们要来模仿其他人的成功。
And today we measure the success of a church by its growth.
今天我们怎样来衡量一个教会的成功，它的成长
？By the size of its building.
它建筑物的大小。
By the influence of their TV or radio program.
或者是他们在电视广播事工上的影响力。
By the number of books published by his pastors.
或者是他们牧师所出的那些书。
We not only pursue success, we worship success.
我们不仅追求这个成功，而且我们崇拜这个成功。
If we apply the same philosophy in New Testament time or in Old Testament time.
若是我们把在新约时代或者旧约时代的哲学应用的话。
Then Noah was an absolute failure.
那个挪亚就是一个完全的失败者。
Noah was in ministry for 100 years.
挪亚他服侍一百年。
And there are 7 converts.
才有七个人得救。
And they're all part of his own family.
而且都是他家里的人。
You apply today's standard, Noah was an absolute failure.
若是你把今天的这个应用在挪亚的身上，他是完全的失败者。
If Noah lived today, he will not get to do that for 100 years. After 4 years, his contract will not be renewed.
若是挪亚在今天的时代的话，他根本没有办法服侍一百年。过了四年，他的合约就会被切掉。
Noah may be a very successful shipbuilder.
挪亚也许是一个很成功的造船者。
But Noah would not be a good preacher or minister.
但是挪亚却不是一个好的传道人。
According to today's philosophy,
照着今天的哲学，挪亚就不是一个好的传道人。
No pastor will ever visit Noah. Noah tried to learn how to be a minister.
没有一个牧师会去访问挪亚，问他说你怎么样服侍。
Jeremiah was even worse.
那耶利米更糟糕。
Jeremiah was a prophet for a long time.
耶利米是一个先知，有很长的一段时间。
But everyone hated him.
但是每一个人都恨恶他。
His own people rejected Jeremiah.
他自己的子民弃绝他。
And all the kings rejected him.
那些王也都弃绝他。
He served many kings, but not a single one loved him.
他服侍了许多的王，但是没有一个爱他的。
Tradition has said that Jeremiah was finally stoned to death by Jewish people.
传说上说耶利米最后是被犹太人用石头打死的。
So if Anne is success, then Jeremiah was a failure.
若是结局是成功的话，那耶利米就是一个失败的人。
Even we look at our Lord Jesus.
就是我们来看我们的主耶稣。
According to today's standard, Jesus was a failure.
若是照我们今天的标准的话，主耶稣也是一个失败的人。
He was successful for a while.
他只有成功一小段的时
候。But then he was quickly rejected by his own people.
但很快的他就被他自己的人。
He never wrote a book.
他从来没有写过一本书。
He never built a school.
他也没有建造一个学校。
Nor a hospital.
也没有建过一个医院。
By any mission board standards, Jesus will be thought of as failure.
若是照任何差传会的标准的话，他是一个失败者。
He was nailed on the cross.
他被钉死在十字架上。
And before that, his number one disciple denied him 3 times.
甚至在这个以前，他第一的最好的门徒都否认他三次。
So Jesus was a failure.
所以主耶稣是一个失败的人。
We know the standard, the ruling, the philosophy of today is a false one.
我们知道今天的哲学，今天的标准乃是一个错误的。
The end of all being is not the happiness of man.
这个人生的目的并不是只是快乐。
The Bible has a totally different answers.
在圣经上有完全不同的答案。
The Bible says this, the end of the all being is the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们说，这人生的目的乃是把荣耀归给神。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1:20, we read a while ago, he said, for as many as are the promise of God, in him they are yes.
就像我们在哥林多后书所读的圣经，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的。
And we always remember this part.
我们总是记住这一段。
We have a tendency to only remember the portion of scripture that we love to remember.
我们有这个习惯，就是我们只记住我们所喜欢的那一段。
Everyone remember this part.
我想每一个人都记住这一段。
But how about the second part?
那下面一段呢？
Therefore, also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
所以借着他也都是阿们。叫神因我们得荣耀。
We all love the things that they're all promises in Christ is yes. We love that.
我们最喜欢的就是这一段，就神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的。
But those promises have a purpose.
但是这些的应许是有一个目的。
It's for God to gain glory through us.
乃是叫神因我们得荣耀。
So the end of all being is the glory of God.
所以人是目的。我们的目的乃是叫神因我们得荣耀。
Why do we repent before God?
我们为什么在神的面前悔改呢？
Because we see the holiness of God and the enormity of our sins.
乃是因为我们看见神的圣洁和我们罪恶的重大。
During those awakening days,
在那些复兴的时代
of John Wesley and George Whitefield,
在那个在约翰卫斯理和乔治怀特的时代
，The sinner were often convicted by Holy Spirit.
罪人常常被圣灵所感动。
They were grieved by their own sins.
他们就因着他们自己的罪而痛苦。
They agonized over the weight of their own sins.
他们就因着他们自己的行为而痛苦。
And during those time, George Whitefield preached the gospel in Yale.
在那个时候乔治怀特就在那边宣讲福音。
And those time the police, when they walk on the street,
当他们在当这些警察在路上行走的时候，
if they saw people lying on the street,
若是他们看见有人躺在地上，
and they would check the breath of that person,
他们就看看那个人的呼吸。
If they smell alcohol, they took this person,back to the police station, put them in jail.
若是他们闻到有酒精的味道，他们就把他带回到警察局，放到监狱里去。
If they don't smell any alcohol, they will let that person to lie there.
若是他们没有闻到任何酒精的味道，他们就让那个人躺在那里。
Then they call this kind of person has a Whitefield disease.
因为他们称呼那些人是有怀特症状。
Because these people are sinner, they are convicted.By the Holy Spirit.
因为那些这些罪人，他们乃是被被圣灵来
定罪，
被圣灵定罪。
They were not convicted by judge or jurors.
他们并不是
被陪审审判过。
他们并不是被审判过。
But they were convicted by Holy Spirit.
但是他们乃是被圣灵来定罪。
Only after we experience.This enormous grief.
只有当我们有这样子极大的这个忧伤的时候
，and we can appreciate what's happening on the cross.
我们才能够感激在十字架上所成就的。
Only we experience this deep sorrow of our sins.
只有当我们来为着因着我们这最深的罪恶来愁苦的时候
and we begin to understand what's happening on the cross.
那我们就能够开始来明白十字架上的工作。
Because on the cross, Jesus Christ bore our grief.
因为在十字架上，他担当了我们的忧患。
He carries of our sorrows.
他背负了我们的痛苦。
If we do not experience that grief and sorrow ourselves, how can we understand what's happening on the cross?
若是我们没有经历这样子的忧患和这样的痛苦，我们怎么能够明白在十字架的工作呢？
During those times, people repent not because they want to go to heaven.
那个时候，那些人悔改，并不是因为他们要进入天堂。
Because they experience that sorrow and grief.
那是因为他们经历了那个忧患和痛苦。
They understood what's happening in the on the cross.
他们就明白了那在十字架上的工作。
And they repent because Jesus Christ deserved the obedience and worship from their hearts.
他们悔改乃是因为主耶稣基督配得他们的顺从和他们的敬拜。
Why should a person come to the cross and embrace his own death?
为什么有人愿意来到十字架面前来拥抱他自己的死呢？
Because it is the only way God can gain glory out of a human being.
正因为这个乃是神唯一能够从人得到荣耀的道路。
Unless we are taken to the cross.
除非我们被带到十字架。
And die, we can only serve with what we have.
带到十字架而死。那么我们只能够照着我们所有的来服侍。
And when we come to the cross and die, and God can then fill us and live through us.
当我们来到十字架面前而死的时候，神就能够从我们身上活出来。
There is only one reason God meeting us.
在神遇见我们只有一个原因。
That's bring us to a place where our sin can be forgiven through repentance.
就是叫我们的罪能够得因着我们的悔改而得到赦免。
Where he can reign in our life through the way of cross.
叫他们能够借着十字架的道路，他在我们的生活上作王。
Where Jesus Christ is able to live and walk in us through the Holy Spirit.
神主耶稣就能够借着圣灵在我们的生活中行走。
And our attitude is the attitude of our Lord Himself.
那我们就有基督的心智。
And who said I could do nothing of myself?
那我们就说我们自己不能做什么。
I can speak, I cannot speak of myself.
我不能够说我对我自己说什么。
I don't make plan for myself.
我也不为我自己有任何的计划。
My only reason for being is the glory of God in Jesus Christ.
我生活的唯一的目的，就是在基督耶稣里把荣耀归给神。
If I were to say to you, come to be saved so you can go to heaven.
若是我对你说，你来得救，所以你能够到天堂。
Come to the cross so you can have victory.
你来到十字架，所以你能够得胜。
Come for the fullness of Christ so you can be satisfied.
能够来得到基督的丰盛，所以你能够满足。
This sounds very appealing.
这个都听起来非常的好。
And this is prevailing gospel today.
但是这个就是今天所广传的福音。
But this is not true gospel.
但是这个不是真实的福音。
Instead, I'm going to say to you.
所以我要这样子对你说。
If you're out there without Christ.
若是你在外面没有基督的话。
You should come to Jesus Christ and serve him as long as you live because he is worthy.
你就应该来到主耶稣面前，一生一世的来服侍他，因为他是配。
I say to you, Christian, you come to the cross.
我对着基督徒说。你们要来到十字架面前。
Joining him in death and resurrection in order that he can have glory.
连于他的死和他的复活，好叫他能够得着荣耀。
I say to you, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我要这样对你们说。
If we do not know the fullness of Christ, come present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
若是我们不认识基督的丰盛，你就把自己当作活祭献上。
So he can fill you so you can have his eternal purpose fulfilled in you.
好叫他永远的旨意能够在你的身上得到成就。
It is not what you are going to get out of God.
并不是我们从神能够得着什么。
It is what God is going to get out of you.
乃是神要从我们所能得着的。
Hundreds of years ago,
在几百年前,
there are two Moravian brothers, they heard of a story.
在摩拉维亚那边有两个弟兄,
they heard that there was an island in West Indies.
他们就听见说在西印度有一个岛上,
and that on this island there are 2,000 to 3,000 slaves.
在那个岛上有大约有2000到3000的奴隶。
And the owner is atheist.
那这个他们的主人是无神论的人。
So the owner declared that no clergyman, no preachers will ever stay on this island.
所以他就说，没有一个牧师或者传道人能够停留在这个岛上。
So this 2,000 to 3,000 slave who never heard of gospel.
这两三千的奴隶从来没有听见过。
And they will never have any chance to hear about gospel.
他们也没有任何机会能够听见福音。
They will live and die on that island.
他们就会活和死在那个岛上。
Without the opportunity to hear about Jesus.
没有任何的机会能够听见主耶稣。
These two Moravian brothers heard about this news.
所以这两位摩拉维亚的弟兄们，他们就听见了这个故事。
They're moved. They want to go and preach the gospel to them.
他们就很感动，要去跟他们传福音。
But there's no way for them to be there because the owner of those slaves would not accept any preachers or clergymen.
但是他们却没有这样的机会，因为这个岛上的主人，他不会接受任何的允许，任何的传道人到他岛上。
But these two brothers believe that the new one is worthy.
所以这两个，但是这两位弟兄就知道说新酒是值得的。
And they sold themselves to become slaves.
所以他就把他们自己卖做奴隶。
And sold to the owner of the plantations, a slave.
他们就把他们自己卖给这个庄园的主人为奴隶。
So they can go to the island to be slaves.
所以他们能够到那个岛上是做奴隶的。
And they can preach the gospel as a slave.
他们能够以奴隶的身份来传讲福音。
So on the day on their departures, they gather on the port of Hamburg in Germany.
所以当他们要离开的时候，他们聚集在那个德国汉堡的港口。
And all other Moravian brothers and sisters gathered on the port to send off these two young brothers.
那些摩拉维亚的一些弟兄姐妹们都聚集在那边，跟他们告别。
The family member were weeping.
家人都在流泪哭泣。
Because this is not a four-year term.
因为这个并不是一个四年的合约。
They sold themselves.A permanent slave.
因为他是把他们自己卖做终身做奴隶。
And they have no way to return.
他们不会再不可能再回来。
This is a one-way journey.
这个是一个单程的旅途。
Many questions their wisdom of doing so. Question their wisdom.
有些人就在怀疑他们的智慧。
As the ship depart, moving away from the port.
当这个船离开港口
，and the gap become wider and wider，
中间的距离越来越大。
And one of the brothers on the ship, he raised his hand and he gave his last words.
在船上的一个弟兄，他就举起他的手，说最后的话。
And these are the last words that were heard from these two brothers.
这就是这两位弟兄所说的最后的话。
And they shout.With all their voices and say, May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering.
他们就大声地呼喊说，但愿被杀的羔羊得着他劳苦的果效。
And this becomes the call of Moravian mission.
这个就成为摩拉维亚他们使团的一个的标语。
This is the only reason for being.
这个就是我们人生的唯一的目的。
Is that the land that was slain may receive the reward of his suffering?
就是被杀的羔羊配得他劳苦的功效。
Is it worthy?
他是否值得？
Is it worthy?Of our praises,
他是否配得我们的赞美？
Is it worthy of our consecrations?
他是否配得我们的奉献？
And this is the answer we have to make today.
这个是我们今天所要做的一个答案。
Is this What's in our heart?
在我们心中的是什么？
Can we say as those two brothers?
我们能否像那两位弟兄一样说？
And the lamb that was slain may receive the reward of his suffering.
被杀的羔羊配得他受苦的果效。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we're grateful this morning we can still come together to have fellowship.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，因为我们早上我们还能够聚集在一起有交通。
We pray that Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
我们求圣灵来开我们的眼。
To see the grief and sorrows that's on you while you're on the cross on our behalf.
叫我们看见你在十字架上为了我们所担负的一切忧伤痛苦。
The sorrow and the grief that we cannot bear.
这些忧伤痛苦是我们自己所不能够承担的。
And yet you bore our grief and carry our sorrow on the cross.
但是你仍然为我们担负了这个忧伤和痛苦。
Throughout the ages, many brothers and sisters have seen this.
历史历代许多的弟兄姐妹们都看见这一点。
And they declare that the lamb is worthy.
他们就宣称说羔羊是配。
The lamb that was slain is worthy of our praises.
这被杀的羔羊配得我们的赞美。
May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering.
但愿被杀的羔羊配得他劳苦受苦的果效。
Father, this morning, we want to echo that prayer.
天父，今天早上我们也愿意响应这样的祷告。
We want to be part of all those brothers and sisters.
我们愿意在那些众弟兄姐妹们的行列中。
And declare in our heart, say the land is worthy.
在我们的心中说羔羊是配。
The new wine is worthy of a new wineskin.
这个新酒是配得有得着一个新的皮带。
And we want to come to the cross.
我们愿意来到十字架面前。
Embrace the death of ourselves.
我们愿意来拥抱我们自己的死。
To join you in death and resurrection.
愿意在你的死和复活上与你联合。
So you can live and you can walk in us.
好叫你能够在我们中间工作，能够行走在我们身上。
Transform us into a new wineskin.
把我们改变成为一个新的皮带。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.